The Wild Rover, a blistering journey along Britain's footpaths. Written and read by Mike Parker. The Path by Ivor Cutler. Many feet make one path. I like to walk on a footpath. I walk over the grass and turn to see if I've made a path. 2 feet, once only, is not enough. I return to the footpath to fill one of the bunch. I add my feet. I look back. What a path we made. Chapter 1. Not in my backyard. Of all the things you least want to come face to face with on an early morning dog walk, your own hypocrisy comes quite high on the list. It was the wooden finger post that caused the first twinge. Bright and shiny, brand new and leaking fresh pine sap, the arrow and the motif of the little walking man picked out in gleaming yellow paint. A public footpath, it screamed. But I knew that already. I'd been walking this path along the rushing river and through the fields for years. Along the way, a tributary stream funnels down a tiny valley, crossing the path at a ford overhung by my favourite oak. Moss-covered rocks huddle around the ford, each one a warm seat on which to rest and take the day's sunshine or rain. In 8 years of walking the path and pondering life at the ford, I'd only ever been disturbed once at my special place by a fellow walker, and now everyone was going to be pointed towards it. Over the next few days, I walked the other paths that surround the village, each one seemingly tailor-made for any subtle difference of mood, season or weather. If I need a good stretch after too many hours...